For his part, he had no conception of what a monster was. He had a mother once. There was a pool, dark and cold. There were difficult moments, sure. But here he was. The woman looked at him. He knew there was something that usually happened, but it wasn't happening. Like everyone she knew, she lived in her mother's house, smelling of paraffin and wool, shelves with torn pages, a window of dirty wax paper. It was only nice at the end of summer, finally dry inside, with the sharp cold of frosty mornings and the crack of fire. She was afraid. She was always afraid. The world didn't start this way. There were missed opportunities. There were misunderstandings. Most of the texture in any existence is path dependent. Bruchtal. 30 houses since the fire. A rutted road to gray water. A wet forest. Thick with mist and untrodden paths. Sophie, they called her. You might think these were primitive, suspicious people, far more the victims of their benighted prejudices than they were beset by any real danger. Here you would be wrong, because you live in a world where the dangers are inside. But there are many ways of constructing a world, as there are patterns in sand. The people of Bruchtal greeted the dawn with an electric jolt of surprise. Though they were rarely grateful, their teeth ached, and they dreamed of salt. Her days belonged to her alone now. The goat from her sister emitted a final companionable bleat at last harvest. And her sister and her husband no longer came to visit. They had lived closest to cold water, on an escarpment outside the western gate. You would think her nightly prayers childish. Past the age of childbearing, her functional body in threadbare nightdress, her eyes tightly closed, feet folded over, soles up like hairs. Thank you. This was a good moment for people like Sophie. To hold a tired body still, to anticipate the goose down, to be held again by purring mother and growling father, gentle. Her wildness was lived in the nighttime. From babyish dreams, Sophie set forth into her hips and willful ways. The lonesome cries of hounds sped her into uplands of crisp sun and noonday terror. I have spoken of monsters, and they did stalk, feeble, though, in blood and body. But in Sophie's night and dream, their wings spread with a glory that evoked her goodness. And I must interject, what you think is opposition is relation. You are not reading a story of a benighted girl in a pink nightdress. You are writing your own story. I need that clear, here, now. She thought of things you wouldn't imagine. She knew how much a stomach might hold. She knew how malice made hunger gibbous like a leering moon over water. She signposted her thoughts, aware that they could grow into feral children. A life carefully tended is indistinguishable from a disciplined death. And this is not defeat. It is dignity. In a bounded world. She called the monster long after the others. She did better than we would have, you and I, outside of time. Her last solstice held a smile that was not wan, a sigh that was pretty, hands that tied knots with a delicate grace, a final ray of sun that lit ankles still limber. But he watched her already. They are called, that much is known. Less well known is that they are pitiful creatures beset by strange ailments. They struggle to understand what they are, even as we do. They are even funny at times, and more polite than us as a rule, beyond the obvious transgression. On the forest edge where she'd lately picked mushrooms, he inhaled her. Anya, he said aloud, as Sophie's mother bloomed in his mind with a scent of orange and spices long forgotten. More bewildered than ever, he climbed a tree, one of his favorites here. Soon she would ask. His fasting begun. What meaning he collected from scraps came in these moments. His father, bony and tired, looked at him through years innumerable. He had been a boy, hot tears on scalded cheeks. There was nothing to say. It happened before he expected it. He would never push a door open without signs and smells filling the home to stun even the inhabitants, to render them mute and trying to see through the apparent spaces, as if suspecting a joke. It is an assault on human dignity to observe another when she does what she must rather than what she will. But she had left the signs, this Sophie, daughter of Anya, as mortal as those before her, as full of the smell of them and their love as any spirit can be. There on the lawn in the broad day, his tears laid him out, and he promised he would do his duty. He wished that it would kill him, And he knew, somehow, this was allowed. In his body, change begun, irrevocable, blessed. As for Sophie, she was quicksilver. She watched herself from afar. Stones were positioned. She tore her dress deliberately. She caressed a rabbit, then broke its neck. She dismantled the guardrails in her mind. She looked through the forest, and magic crackled in crisp air. Her eyes, as she waited, looking to the open door in the great room. They were coal-burning engines, full of outsized power in her wispy frame. He was a shadow before the door, and then a flickering across it that came to rest beside the hearth. Sophie swallowed, licked her lips, steady. Still later, he sat beside the bed. His eyes swam up from darkness with an intensity that trailed her own, deferentially. What power he had came from her. Despite all the talk, all the worry, his kind had the nature of a shy animal. "What do they usually say?" she asked. "Nothing," he replied, surprised. "You won't go away?" "No." She was sitting up in bed and brought her knees up to her chest. "Good." The blood that ran through her folded into him, and its warmth, freighted with memory, made him real. Flickering between times and places forgotten, she steadied him with her gaze. "Was this worth anything? Does it matter?" He could have cried. He didn't know how much he was ready to go. He had been right about her. "Yes. It was worth something. And I think it matters. A life." He trailed off. "You think? I thought you would know," she said. Unease knitted her brow. She smoothed the blankets, and the unease was gone. "I know only a little more than you," he began. "I will go with you, and we will both know more." He looked at her, as real now as she was. "Good." They gathered their energies. The fire died, and they were like trees in the blue light. Companions now. Gone